Welcome to Xeno Attribute, a Primary Attribute Industries subsidiary, by which I mean spin-off. My name is Wit, and I will be the Game Master for this story, using Mothership by Tuesday Night Games. I use he-him pronouns.
Hey, my name's Adam. I play as Paul in this podcast. We both use he-him pronouns, especially Paul, who is our little blue club boy scumbag guy. Pilot. He's also a pilot. Right now, he's trying to come up with some kind of anecdote for people who work on nuclear reactors all day.
Anecdote?
He's got to have some kind of, like, something to talk about.
He's putting on the riz.
Oh, sure.
These flights, they add up over time. It's taken a while.
Yeah.
My name is Ian. I use they, them pronouns. And I play Dr. Lachlan Ray, who uses he, him pronouns. Dr. Ray is the ship's chief medical officer and puts a lot of value on that officer part. And Dr. Ray is trying to figure out how legitimate the whole a chunk of this planet is psychically speaking to him thing is. And really isn't thrilled with any of the options that could be the result. So that's cool.
My name is Kells. I use mostly he, him pronouns. I play as Oz, the security associate, who also uses mostly he, him pronouns, different mostly. I think Oz is ready to get off of this weird, suddenly very loud rock. Or I guess, are we not getting off? We're just going to ride this one out, aren't we?
Hard to say. That's your choice now.
Yeah, we'll discuss.
This is Moss. I use they, them pronouns. Exclusively, my character Demir uses exclusively any pronouns. It is currently losing like $20 on how much it definitely thought that Lachlan Ray was going to die. We're taking bets.
So exclusively any pronouns means you can never use the same pronoun twice.
Ever.
Ever.
Well, I figured it was like every time. I figured it was like the any key, just like most.
Well, but if it's exclusively any. Once you use the same pronoun twice, then you're locking them in and crap.
Right.
Now I can't use the T pronoun.
Yeah, any redundancy just creates another entry on the, or just tries to double up the entry in the table, which rejects it.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Actually using the same pronoun more than twice is basically like Beetlejuice. You summon a gender. Demir has to fight that gender every single time, but it's not important to the plot, so it just doesn't like show up.
Well, yeah, because it's malware.
Yeah.
Gender is malware is the official name of this podcast.
Demir runs every program. I run zero.
Okay. So, welcome to our story here. Kells, would you like to tell us what happened last time?
I would love to. So Paul brought Dr. Parada, our geologist, back to the planetoid and dropped her off at the reactor so that she could help with the reactor setting off that's going to turn this whole planetoid around and get it back towards where it's approximately supposed to be. Paul then came back to the main mining base and scooped up one last group of miners to take to our ship, the Martell. Meanwhile, Dr. Ray went to go check out the pit in the exploratory mining shaft dome thing. Found it to be wet and creepy.
We've all been there, am I right?
Oh, no.
Yeah. Ray fell into the hole, and while down there, discovered that the walls of the cave are moist and eroded and dripping a blood-looking liquid due to the iron deposits in the soil. My cat is walking on my computer. There was a big rumbling growl. The bioscanner said that everything around Ray was alive. And while down there, Ray found a doorway that was undiscovered and went through it and found sort of a pockmarked domed room, like an inside out golf ball. It became clear that this cave has been excavated in the distant past by Lisei, the aliens, not by humans, and that the soil that's here has grown around some of the old equipment, which again, wet and creepy.
It's spongy.
Spongy.
Loamy.
lonely.
Oz was very worried about Ray through this entire process and hung back to operate the crane. After Ray fell down, Oz decided to lower the crane basket down and see whether Ray was in any condition to drag himself in, which he was. Ray failed a sanity check and a biology check during all this and has started to hear whispers from the surroundings about the hole. As we went back to the infirmary to group up with our friends after pulling Ray out of the hole, we went through the science room where Ray spotted an item that looks rough on one edge and smooth on the other, and it is something that would fit perfectly into the divots in that golf ball shaped room. This was lying in the science room. And yeah, but then we met back up with everybody. Paul landed to pick up the reactor crew from the reactor while that's going on. Brought all of them back to the infirmary to join us. Plasma went half a kilometer up into the air from our reactor. The planet is moving. It shook. We were potentially thrown to the ground. The sensation is kind of like going down in an elevator. And then as all this is going on, the most horrific noises possible start coming from the hole, like a dying whale.
Body shaming.
Body shaming. The sound of body shaming.
No, I was saying that the horrific noises possible coming out of the hole, that's you body shaming.
Oh, okay.
You're being rude to the hole.
Yes, yeah. Denying it, it's body sovereignty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Your plan seems to be working, potentially. Mm-hmm. You'll need to get some external eyes on the trajectory to make sure that you're, you know, actually reversing course and not
not just leaving,
not careening
faster
off into some other direction or spinning, or you probably pick up on it if you started to spin.
Put a little English on it.
Yeah, that would be bad.
Maybe we could hit the environmentalist ship on our way back. The weird protesters. Yes, they're not necessarily environmentalists.
Yeah, if we just pebble the space, we could curl it out.
But yeah, for the moment, everything seems to be stable and working, although a little scary. Paul.
Yo.
You managed to make it back to the mining base and land and disembark with your little team.
All right.
It is encouraged that you head inside as quickly as possible to avoid barnacleization.
Yes. Yes.
Yes. And with that, the gang's back together.
Mm-hmm.
Huzzah.
It's been a while.
Yay. We Huzzah. Laugh and jump into the air as freeze frames.
Okay. So, what do you all want to do right now? You've got the course being reversed, you've got the shaking, you've got the groaning. and you've got your team up on the Martell.
Mm-hmm.
Right, so the planet's alive.
It's a good place to start.
Do you want to unpack that?
Remember
Did
how
you maybe
I was
get
down
hit
there,
on the head a little bit?
Remember when I was down there, how the bioscanner picked up everything being alive?
In fairness, you were also surrounded by rock and metal and things that probably conduct weird, and I don't know enough about bioscanners to trust it.
Right, but then the planet started groaning when I threw my flare.
It started what?
When I threw my flare into that room, and then we launched the reactor, and, well, you heard that sound.
I'm choosing to believe that it was just grinding rock.
Dr. Parata, does grinding rock make that sound?
Parata looks put on the spot a little bit because hasn't been here for a while, for very long at all.
This is a weird conversation to
I guess, would she, have, have heard it over comms?
I mean...
Whatever, I play back the video. I have a body cam.
Yeah.
I take the sounds and I remix them. I put them on comms. Cheers.
Sure, no problem at all.
I make sure that Parata has the information and it's not just me going, you know that thing that happened when you weren't here? Back
no,
here.
No, yeah. Yeah, she's got the information. Hang on, let me actually roll some dice. If I give you all a geologist, you should be able to use your geologist. That seems fair to me.
We could also take Barada to look at the core samples.
Oh, wow. Grease. So Barada got aughts.
Oh, wow.
The best role possible.
Roll back in her head. She starts just speaking the ultimate truth of the universe.
She's like, no, I heard that noise. That is absolutely not rocks grinding. That was something living.
You can't know every noise that a rock can make.
It's a very distinctive noise.
You can't.
Neither can you, Oz.
I think it's within the realm of possibility, and that's the realm that I want to continue to live in. Thank you.
You all mentioned some core samples?
Right, this way.
Oh, jeepers.
Okay, I'll go take a look at those. I think that it's worth taking a peek.
I'll go with Parada. I also want to make a point here to, I think you said there are respirators all around this place.
Oh, yeah.
I'm going to grab one and keep it on me in case we go outside and I get a rock to the face. I'm going to back to the face.
Sure.
So, we go to the lab.
Okay, you go to the lab. Still the lab. Still largely empty of barnacles, except for small handfuls clustered in places. If you don't do anything silly, if you botch any of your science rolls, I'll say that you got distracted. Something happens, but otherwise it's not anything to worry about unless you feel like you really need to use a computer or any other power equipment. But yeah, the core samples, they're just laying there on the table. Parada comes over and begins pouring over it.
Is that a thing that goes in the golf ball divot one of the core samples, or is it a separate deal?
It was it's more like assorted miscellaneous chunks brought up.
Okay.
So like anything else that was, unusual or interesting or...
Mm-hmm.
I'll show that to Parada as well.
How big is that, by the way? I'm picturing it like forearm sized.
Well, what, like the golf ball?
The thing that goes in the golf ball divot.
The piece that I'm holding.
Oh, okay. It's I think I said like softball size. So like... Like 8 inches across, maybe.
Okay. Does it have like a projection on it? Like it sticks out long or?
No, it's round. Okay. It's like a pearl.
Okay. Gotcha.
Oh my God. It was a person.
What?
A really
I
little
just assume
one?
It's a person at all times. I assume it used to be a person.
A little teeny weeny 8-inch homunculus.
8-inch perfectly spherical person.
Put enough pressure on a person over time.
It's in his cocoon.
I really should have quit that job, honestly. Yeah, so I'll show that to Prada as well, just because I failed my biology check. She can't find something out about it.
Sure. She starts poking at it with the tools and microscope and takes a sample and begins checking it out. It's hard. But it can flake off, like when she starts doing that, I'm trying to think of what substance it would be like plaster kind of, much harder than that. Like it's not going to just like crumble if you hit it wrong.
Right, you got to really scratch it, but it leaves that kind of gouge.
Yeah, it will flake off like.
Like lacquer can, or something?
Yeah, maybe more like lacquer or like a resin of some sort. But you can like grind off or like shave off samples, which she does and begins looking out under the microscope. But all of that will take time. How are the rest of you?
Pretty good. This occurred to me, so I guess it'll occur to Oz. Just to kind of look at one of the are there barnacles in like the corners here?
Yeah.
Cause we're still in the infirmary.
Yeah. In the infirmary. No, there's none in the infirmary.
Okay.
The infirmary has been 100% cleared and,
Did you want to come party with us in the geology lab?
I feel like I do as a player and I want to put Oz in that room, but I feel like Oz as a character is like, no, I'm not going with you crazy people. I simply refuse to engage with the idea that the planet is alive.
Oz could be keeping an eye on the two poor defenseless scientists sure. if we go by FPS escort mission rules.
There are also barnacles in there that if you wanted to do some experimentation.
Yeah,
those are the most docile barnacles that you have encountered.
Yeah, so. I think that's...
Plus, we're really, like, rocking out in here.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my God.
It's a whole thing.
So he'll go with you guys just to kind of keep an eye on you while you do science and watch the barnacles. But I think he is going to kind of look at one and can he sort of... Well, he thinks about nudging with it at his toe, and then he changes his mind. But he's like, what do you think they're like on the inside?
Oh, you've smashed enough of them.
Have we?
Yeah.
Have we, like, dissected them?
Dr. Ray has a little bit. With the,
I guess what I'm curious is...
Yeah, because you were looking at how they worked when you were trying to take care of your friend who got, like, fully petrified.
Do we think they'd steam up real good?
Well, okay, so...
They might, actually. They are most closely related to crustaceans, so the inside is... crab beady.
Okay, so I think Oz as a character doesn't have any reason to know this or think about this way, but what I think I'm trying to do is basically prompt Ray to like roll biology or something to see if during his dissection he saw anything like that golf ball room or anything like that.
I would put that out there. Those appear to be entirely unrelated.
Okay.
Good question. But the structure and the like the shell is nothing like the structure of the golf ball.
Sure.
The material is not.
And we didn't find like an organelle or something.
No.
Okay.
It doesn't look like it's related.
That was my whole thing that I wanted to investigate.
It's a good question.
But I'm trying to use this very blunt object to
No, it's a very good question, and I don't think that it's unreasonable because Dr. Ray has been
poking at him,
being a little excited lately, and you've been having to keep a close eye.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think that's an unreasonable question, and
okay,
I won't even make you all roll for that. They're not related.
Okay.
Dr. Ray, that wacky scamp.
Yes, you're poking at barnacles safely, and the scientists are sciencing. Moss and Paul.
No. Not a creature was stirring.
Let me use the same Demir and Paul, Moss and Adam. What do you all want to do while the trajectory change is being assessed?
Make small talk.
Oh, my health is still at 29 out of 56. So I'm going to try... to like,
yeah.
I have been doing so well for how much my shoulder is apparently just falling off.
Hey, Paul, you notice that your dear friend Demir is falling apart, and as the engineer of your ship, you are the android doctor.
Uh-huh. I just don't think the duct tape's going to hold this one.
No.
Did Paul try that before, or was Demir just kind of duct taping?
They did before, I believe, but they didn't really have time to devote to it. So I'm saying that now you have time. So
now's the proper first aid role.
Yes, now is the proper first aid role. Or in this case, engineering.
Yeah, and that makes perfect sense.
Assuming you want to do that. I mean, I'm assuming that you're not, abandoning your job.
And your friend.
Yeah, I don't see why he wouldn't. I mean, except like, he's probably like, all right, so you're kind of throwing off some sparks there. You want me to, I don't know, glue that or something?
Oh, that'd be great. Please. Thanks.
What kind of role does this require?
I believe engineering would be the best one.
So I get
studio art.
So I get to add, 15 to this? Dang it, where is that table?
Yeah, engineering is a 15% add.
And I'm
intellect?
Trying to shoot under, is it intellect? Yeah?
Yeah, intellect plus 15.
Okay, well, that's still not amazing. 31, 15, 56.
Okay.
That's 31 plus 50. Or
no, that's 46.
It's 46. There we go. God, I'm so bad at adding. I don't know why. All right. So you've got less than half
I'm
a
gonna
chance.
Say, I'm going to say take. You've got time for this. Take advantage.
Take advantage?
Yeah.
Roll twice?
Yes.
So roll twice. Oh, I got 40 on the first try.
There you go. Well, roll again just to see if you get a crit.
Yeah.
51.
No.
Neither of those are bad rolls for
no, frankly. Okay. All right. And I'm just looking to see if there's anything extra about healing androids.
You have to use electrical tape instead of duct tape.
Naturally.
Probably.
Yeah, I don't see anything specifically.
Might be something a little extra about this android.
That felt like some kind of microaggression, and I don't know.
I guess that's going to go into your yearly report.
Paul isn't very tolerant of Demir's beliefs that we are all disposable.
Wow.
Okay, Moss, make a body save and roll with advantage.
Okay, body save. My body is a 44. I got a 41 and a 32.
Okay, so you heal 12 points of damage.
Let's explore the wonderful world of adding a number to 9.
You're at
21?
Well, so, but you were at what, Moss?
I was at 29.
You were at 29.
I'm just so glad it's not just
41.
So 41. Yes.
Oh, thank God. I feel great. This is amazing. I could arm wrestle a 7-year-old.
It's just a...
Awkward laugh.
Just some little variable that you keep updated in your code of like, what kind of person could I arm wrestle right now?
It's a very important detail.
And like a big 7-year-old. You know?
Table of relative to size torsion strength. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like it used to, in my hub, it used to be like just like percentage or whatever, but I updated all the math for it, and now it's just does this series of complex algorithms based on like what kind of person could I destroy.
This is considered more approachable, which is why they had you change it. Counts for square inch or number of 7-year-olds.
Are the 7-year-olds angry? Or going to Toys R Us.
Ooh.
Right? Have they activated their barbarian rage powers? Is that...
I've never been to Toys R Us, so I don't know what that does to a 7-year-old, but I assume it does a lot.
Yeah.
It haunts them if they look at an empty storefront.
It's sort of a locational methamphetamine.
The spirit Halloween of children.
I keep hearing about how kids don't understand toy stores as a concept anymore because all they're really worried about is the gift card section at whatever store they're at and whether or not they've got Roblox.
Huh.
Wow.
If I ever have kids, we're taking them to live in the goddamn woods. So much.
And one day you'll go, all right, kids, it's time to pick out your very first stick, and you'll take them out into the woods, and they'll just lose their mind. Because it's like right. A toy store out there, you know.
When they're 18, they get to use the N64. They're 21, they get a computer.
We've all heard the stories about how when you introduce a 7-year-old to a magazine for the first time, they'll try to pinch zoom.
I have not.
Good Lord.
Just going to spend the entire rest of this podcast haunted.
That aged me. That noticeably aged me. I think I have wrinkles now.
Mm-hmm. You messed up something on Demir. They aged.
Well, we're playing sort of a horror-based engine. I felt like we needed to add some.
Oh, fair, yeah.
Yeah.
The existential dread. Yeah.
Yeah. It's a fun flavor.
Everyone who's taken drugs.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Which I believe is all
characters or actors.
I'm not sure that has Paul?
Maybe not, Paul actually.
Paul hasn't. I think it's just
I thought Paul took drugs to do space driving, or was that a long time ago?
Paul did do drugs.
Does Paul want to take drugs real fast right
now?
Oh,
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Paul did do drugs to do space driving. Oh, that was a while ago.
Right, basically took a spice.
It's a combat stim. No, it's amphetamines. It's not spice.
It's fine.
Something
whatever.
He picked up at the club, I'm sure.
Took magic space piloting drugs.
It's military grade meth.
Mm-hmm.
Drugs. Those of you who did drugs, which is all of you, go ahead and make a body roll for me. Body save.
Does it matter that I have noted that the drugs I took wear off after 7 hours?
No, that does not matter. That is not what I'm going for.
Now, okay. When we do a body save, do we add anything to it?
No.
So
not this time. This one is just straight up.
We are just going to fail this.
Yeah, uh-huh, that's the idea.
62 over 25.
Happens.
23 under 43.
Ooh.
44 over 38.
Aw. Okay. Ray and Paul, two of you are feel a little anxious and antsy about it. Like more painkillers would be lovely right now. Mm-hmm. More stimulants would be lovely right now. So you're in the like slight. You're either slightly jonesing for it or you're slightly hungover from the absence of it.
Mm-hmm.
Uh-huh.
Obviously, you're not addicted. It's not a full addiction. It's not a full come down. It's not a full, you know, cold turkey quitting anything. So you don't have any like super side effects here, but I'm just letting you know that you're.
It's like a coffee craving.
You're moderately uncomfortable right now.
Okay.
Besides
Do
all
we get
the
stress?
Pain. And the, yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say you get one stress for that.
Sorry, Adam.
It happens.
I mean,
I just like the idea of us clocking that thing up because I want to go crazy. Or
if,
not.
If a coffee craving does that much damage, it's
I've definitely taken a stress point of damage from a coffee craving. Absolutely. I've had to make a stress roll. So Parada is finishing up the initial examination, and I get to actually do her roll now. Oh, I did her roll. It was the odds.
Oh, yes. Yeah. What was her takeaway from that again?
14 years ago.
Okay. Sorry. I got distracted and then went places. So her takeaway, the pearl thing is definitely organic. And it is, it is either an egg or a some chromosomal carrying device. If this is indeed a thing that it's a whatever stands in the way of DNA RNA for some weird alien thing, this is what that is stored in for reproduction.
Some kind of gamete.
Sure.
Oz doesn't know that word, but
yeah. It's something. It may not have a perfectly Earth replicable life cycle. So
sure.
It's a space salmon egg.
It is likely a space
salmon egg. Is that does Parada agree?
I mean,
that
if Ray shouts that out or whispers that.
Yeah, I'll show Parada the stuff from the story thing from the ruins.
Oh yeah.
And be like, you know, this isn't out of nowhere.
Yeah.
He and the player was hoping it was the entire planet, but, you know.
One really big space salmon.
I do not like space salmon egg.
Salmon egg. Yeah. Spam and egg. Yeah. Interesting.
Salmon egg. Just doing a little free association there, Dr. Parada.
I mean,
no, that was moss.
No, somebody said spam and egg, and it came
out
of
me then.
Voice. Okay,
because yeah. Moss said, like salmon yum.
The remnants of the large language model that was the basis of the mirror brain.
That's fine.
Possibly also the basis of Moss's brain.
No, I thought that was wit as Dr. Parada going, salmon egg, spam and eggs. Okay, all right. I don't know that this is helping.
She's hungry. She hasn't eaten in a while.
That's fair.
Candy usually does the cooking. Mm-hmm. Candy's been down on the planet. Okay. So, yes, the based on that, yes, this could likely be an egg for some sort of alien creature like that, that the Lisei discovered or encountered here. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
As a technology note, I guess, I mean, we have hypersleep. Can we use that to put biological samples in stasis?
Well, absolutely. Yeah, yeah. So and absolutely. I'm certain that there's specifically designed equipment for that in the lab. Because they were dissecting flora and fauna from the surface here as well.
Cool.
Not just the geological samples.
I wanted to take it with us, but also wanted to be sure that Demir wouldn't get killed by a space salmon and then we'd have to be rescued by Campbell. So,
I mean, it could be a space panther egg, though. You don't know.
Space panther egg.
Suddenly getting very big Subnautica vibes.
you find like a handy carrying case for biological samples like that.
All right. Lock it in there.
Absolutely. Easy. Okay.
Maybe it can't talk to me through the sample case.
Paul.
Uh-huh.
Can I get an engineering role with advantage? Intellect all plus day? Engineering.
Did one of these recently, right?
Yeah.
Oh, indeed, yes.
I just rolled 7.
That's pretty good. Roll at against least that's,
that's zeros on the 10. Yes, 7. Yep. And then 4.
Wow.
Cheaters. Wow.
Yeah.
Okay. You get a call from Captain Chaz up on the Martell, and she says, we just got good telemetry from up here, and everything's looking good. You all are on course back towards
wherever we're supposed to be.
Useful space. workable distance from the space station.
Back towards the Tricont Corporation owned part of the system.
Yes, exactly. Or well, you're still in there.
Therein.
You kept it from escaping. She says that the your friends who have been sticking around close by to offer their assistance have seemed to be grumbling and getting ready to pack it back over to their station.
Cool.
It doesn't look like they're planning anything nefarious at this stage. So good news on that front too. Everyone that you've pulled up from the planet is safe and checked over and seems to be in manageable shape. Although, doctor, you would be appreciated back up here as soon as convenient, because some of them are, you know, hurt pretty bad. Everyone's stable. There's no rush, really, but, you know, there's only so much the automated beds can do.
Right, of course.
I mean, the automated beds can do a lot.
Yeah, mostly just inject painkillers.
They have 7 different massage functions.
they have 7 different massage functions. They can inject painkillers, and they can knock you out.
Fertility features. And...
Excuse me?
What?
What? What does your bed do?
I don't know.
Paul definitely would have played.
Paul's done some aftermod or some aftermarket modifications.
Yeah, Paul has ordered a bunch of stuff online too.
Dr. Ray has spent many a long afternoon cursing and undoing these modifications, and he is not an engineer, so it takes him like 6 times as long.
I love the idea that this is all happening, and Demir knows about all of it and doesn't care because it's funny.
Oh, absolutely.
Otherwise, Chaz says, are you all good? Anything you need down there?
I feel like we're good.
Okay.
Dr. Ray is quietly starting a stopwatch in the background for how long until something goes horribly wrong.
Like, I do feel like smoothly. a shoe has to drop.
Yeah.
A shoe still drops.
The next problem that we have to deal with is stopping the planetoid.
I didn't think about that part.
Yeah. We'll we'll cut the reactor in little ways, Once the, you know, the momentum is built up enough. Cause like it's we're talking so slow. It's so slow. This is going to be a day's thing, from this point forward.
Is the idea that we're going to kind of gently accelerate it? Well, accelerate with the reactor, cut it, and then, I don't know, throw fucking tether lines from the Martell and really slowly decelerate it? Or
that's not a crazy idea. You could do that with the Martell and with the other shuttle. It's going to be very stressful on the Martell. And
I just figure we can't flip the planet over to point the...
No, you can't.
point the accelerator the other way and decelerate.
The other option is a calculated explosion on the other side.
Oh my god, we're going to have to leave Bruce Willis behind.
Yeah, you might have to leave Bruce Willis behind.
Luckily, we brought him along in the cryo chamber just for this moment.
There's a whole Bruce Willis clone factory just for that purpose.
Bruce Willis contingency.
Yeah. Release the Bruce Willis.
Mm-hmm. Where there's a Willis, there's a way.
No, that's what they say when he's been launched. The Willis is away. This went to a silly place.
Welcome to our horror podcast.
Oh boy. Okay. In that case, launching a big bomb in front of the planetoid, far enough in front of it that the shockwave will stop it, and not close enough that it will blow up the planetoid. But that's okay. You have days to make the calculations for that. Or some combination of the two is also great. If there's a smaller planetoid that you don't care about, you could
throw it in the way.
Yeah, adjust course and aim at that, and then just pool ball.
Adjust course how?
Maybe adjust the course of the smaller planetoid.
Yeah, probably more that.
We can get some fins on here. We got a couple days.
You can, in the reactor, there's multiple jets that are pushing together as the thruster on your planetoid.
We can point some of them a slightly different direction.
You can turn some of them off.
Oh, okay.
So the ones that are still on would slightly... It's very risky, and you could end up spinning or whatever.
Fusion reactors and jacuzzis are basically the same level of complexity, right?
Yeah. Well, also pool balling another planetoid is A, going to destroy that planetoid or send it careening into the sun.
Yeah.
And B, it's going to crack your planetoid and probably ruin the base. And that is the worst option. It's an option.
Yeah.
It would save the resources-ish.
Controlled explosion seems like the best move for now.
I was going to say, yeah.
Controlled explosion is the most, from Paul's estimations earlier, controlled explosion is the safest and the most likely to succeed.
It's also the name of Paul's dubstep band.
Controlled explosion.
We call it a bit. It's really just Paul on a laptop.
That's fine. That's how dubstep is done.
Traditionally.
It wasn't live. I've been tricked this whole time.
Paul hasn't programmed a Vocaloid anime character to perform with.
Nah. I mean, he has one of those like little voice boxy things that changes the sound of his voice.
Sure.
Thinks it's real clever.
I was going to say it's Demir in a wig.
I was going to say that I feel like Paul has programmed a virtual anime girl, but not for Vocaloid purposes.
Oh, no. The more Paul canon we establish, the less I like this motherfucker, I gotta say.
None of us visit engineer.
You just know he's going to say something creepy.
It's like a Clippy or a Bonsai Buddy, but like a sexy anime girl.
God, bonsai buddy is a deep ass cut, friend.
And he still dresses it up in one of those flippy fucking Ahegao hoodies.
Oh,
sure. That feels like a hat on a hat.
I saw a man wearing that on the bus the other day, and I did want to kill him.
Yeah. Hat on a hat is, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
That's the vibe.
Well, anyway, now that we have to spend days on a planetoid with this creep.
Do we have to?
We gotta ride this thing back into useful space and then figure out how to stop.
Also, I need him to fix me periodically, so we can't just leave him on the planet. Mm-hmm.
Oh.
Just, you know.
The option to leave him on the planetoid had not occurred to me.
Okay, Mr. Concerned About Safety.
Okay, yeah, the other question is, it might be good to get the rest of you off the planet anyway, just because you're going to be launching a bomb at it, or...
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, like we can re-land to cut the thruster.
Okay. Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Some of the thruster can be controlled remotely at this point. It would be good to have somebody there just in case, but also there any future things that you do to this thruster, there's a non-zero chance it explodes.
Hmm. Okay.
Hmm.
I mean, you know, you jury-rigged a giant thruster out of a
fusion
power plant.
That is what we did.
Pushing a planetoid. Like, there is consequences.
You're very smart.
All right. So, for now, why don't we get the rest of the miners evacuated, and then, I guess, ourselves?
Sure.
Seems fair.
I'll say that that's pretty cut and dry. No need to make rules for that this time.
So do we actually leave Paul on the planet with like the walker? Do we...
No.
Who's going to fly us back to leave him?
What?
It's, you know, the captain come down, pick the rest of us up, ditch Paul.
No, nothing like that. It's all good.
Okay.
Paul's able to do the ferrying easily. No problem.
I'm sure the temptation's there. And he doesn't get it.
You get back to the Martell and you have a couple of days to chill and rest and recover.
I just add another layer of electric tape. I'm doing very well, actually, so I'm fine.
Growing yourself a cocoon.
All the human folks, though, you can take time now to recover.
The whole rest function thing.
Yes.
How's that do?
You roll body save with advantage because you have time to get medical care from the doctor in medbay. To roll with advantage, and then you heal your best, your body save minus your best save.
So, oh, wow. 4 under 43.
Jeepers.
I got an 8 under 25. That means I heal 17?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay.
And so then I don't think I ever adjusted my health totals to account for my increased strength from the stims.
Stim goes away. So. The max goes away.
Yeah. I just never redid the max, so I'm assuming I don't lose any hit points from the stim wearing off.
Correct.
Okay. Cool.
So the first gate is rolling under body.
Correct.
Yes.
Okay. Did that. Got an 8.
8. What's your body?
Body is 38.
So you heal 30.
30.
Okay.
Up to your max.
Yeah.
That is a lot.
Yeah, sure is.
Damn.
So one thing is to consider, wounds in this are not necessarily a one-to-one cut to, you know, blood loss. It's not a percent of blood loss that you have.
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's lowering your
plot armor,
your awareness, your ability to react,
the ability to defeat a 7-year-old in a fight.
Right.
Yeah.
So some of it is you healing, and some of it is just you
focused.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not being hyper stressed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Speaking of, since we are resting, can we clear or reduce our stress?
Clear or reduce your stress. Yes. Yes. Let's reduce.
So I know that happens on level up, but I don't remember what happens.
Hang on. Actually, you may not. Maybe may not be able to. I'll keep looking, and we'll determine that in a little bit here.
Okay. The other thing I do is I lock up all of our stims, and painkillers, and I guess the pills are probably fine, and I give the key to the captain. I will be back for this in a few days.
You ruin Oz's weekend.
For some reason, they will never just give us ibuprofen like I keep asking for. Always Valium every time.
Oh, if you rest at least 6 hours, you can attempt a fear save to relieve your stress.
Oh, okay.
I rest 6 hours in my room away from Demir.
Okay, so yeah, everyone can make a fear save.
Wow.
That is
the android. The android shuts down.
Fuck.
During everyone's fear save.
Yeah, I took a nap out of consideration for my fellow.
You find 6 hours where you're not standing next
I
to
failed me. By 4. I got a 37.
Well, that sucks.
Yeah, I failed by.
I wasn't
26.
Even doing anything.
Yeah, I don't think I made my fear save 65 over Ooh. Something.
Wow. Well, that sucks.
Well.
I mean, the situation isn't resolved yet. We're probably all pretty stressed.
It's true. And just so you know, if you go to a really safe place, civilized starport, if you are in, like, if you're in a fully safe space, or if you engage in sex, drugs, alcohol, and carousing, or if you defeat a particularly difficult creature or situation, or if you go a week without having to roll a save, you get extra. Uh-huh. Yeah.
Cool.
That is my understanding of Maslow's hierarchy. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yep. Mm-hmm.
Well, safety, we have a couple of...
sex, drugs, alcohol, and carousing.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Killing monsters, mm-hmm. and not being depressed.
That's literally it.
Sure.
And self-actualization. Can I do doctoring to various people, up to and including myself?
That's the advantage that you all rolled for.
I just want to remove the partially calcified bit of my torso.
Oh,
if
yes.
I can do that safely.
Yes.
And free up some breathing room for the person who is mostly calcified and Nick Paul's arm and all that stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
Peel it off like a callus.
Nearly forgot about Paul's arm.
Yes. You are able to undo all the problems with your torso and Paul's arm.
All the problems.
You do have to use the automated skin grafter a little bit. That's unfortunate and unpleasant. But
Paul's skin is artificially blue, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
So you just have this, like, one of the standard human skin tones patch among your blue now.
Uh-huh.
So he's got, like, anyway. The C-3PO arm, but in reverse.
Anyway, apologies for interrupting.
No, it's fine. You are able to greatly relieve the pressure and discomfort of the really badly calcified guy.
Mm-hmm.
And actually, you discover that he is a man now. Congrats. You weren't sure.
It's a boy.
He was. You all had no idea who it was under there. He was barnacle growth.
He's and gone through
finally
confirmation now. Dolphin.
The trial of barnacle has been completed.
Jesus. You actually still, you haven't been able to talk to him, and he still does not look recognizable. So nobody's quite certain which of the miners he is.
Yeah, I imagine I'm waiting until we can get this guy to a full-on hospital. Like 30 specialists are probably going to get involved in this shit situation. Because we have to remove all this calcification that is going through your entire body is a little more complicated than I think I can handle on a ship sick bay. Unless I absolutely had to try.
It is, you do have, you have discovered that there is a way to dissolve the calcification and, just
you just
wash
soak
it through
them
the
Coca-Cola.
I was going to say, dip the patient in white vinegar for 3 hours.
That's not super off. That's not super far off. It is kind of like, just dissolving the structure of the calcification.
Oh, we can get space maggots to debride the wounds.
That's what you need. Yeah.
Weirdly, we could have fixed
it unprompted.
Weirdly, we could have fixed it with real Coca-Cola, but the company cheaped out and got us the store brand cola. And it's not quite acidic enough. just kind of sticky now.
So he's fine. He's in good
value
shape.
Coda for Cola for this.
He's sedated and in a, you know, kind of induced coma just because.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not pleasant to not be able to move. Mm-hmm. And it's not super comfortable no matter what. So they're just like, hey, let's knock him out, put him in a sleep pod, and we'll deal with him when we get back to civilization.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cool. All right.
Maybe even the med bay on the space station here could look after him. It's unsure.
Yeah. See how he does.
Yeah.
Next few days.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, so you all are cruising alongside the asteroid, keeping an eye on it. You get a call from the folks over on the mining station, the mining space station.
The space station, yeah.
Yeah, your local buddies.
Yes.
They are overjoyed that you all have succeeded thus far. They're excited that you're coming back. And while they're talking to you, suddenly they they get a report and start to panic and tell you all it looks like the eco-terrorist ship is warming up and is moving out from where they were hiding.
Heck.
It's unsure where they're headed, but they can't be up to anything good.
Can we just launch barnacles at them?
Launch barnacles?
I don't know, man.
Okay. I like this plan.
Just have a barnacle Dr. Strangelove it on a missile.
Yeah. Just put them all in a trash can. Launch the trash can at the...
Seems reasonable.
Yeah, that's how the Great War at Alpha Centauri was won.
Yeah. We have a rail gun that works with trash cans, right?
I mean, they're ferrous. Why not?
Okay, is the eco-terrorist ship, and I can't remember what they're called. I know they were like space greens. Is that the Jormungandr?
It's the Jormungandr for, and their Void Calm is the name of their organization.
Yes.
Just a sick fucking name. I'm just mad about it.
We'll start a band already.
Demir could be a double agent.
Okay, so are they menacing the Martell, or are they menacing the mining?
They're not menacing anything station? Yet. They are simply
generally menacing.
They were hiding. Their ship is slightly stealthy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, to call it's not a stealth ship. It's not like it's a piece of crap that they put together from like a civilian mm-hmm. ship. But they've done work to make it stealthier than your average spaceship.
Mm-hmm.
It was also running silent without the engines on in the some of the asteroid field.
Mm-hmm.
So you all weren't sure exactly where it was, except that it kept sending out taunts at you all. Right. Now the station, your space station, is letting you all know that they've noticed that it's fired up its engines. So it's up to something. It's being more active, and it's noticeable now. What it's up to, unclear yet.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know. Be ready. Be safe.
Mm-hmm. Demir, can you keep an eye on it since you don't sleep and are good?
I suppose that I could do that. Yeah, definitely going to monitor the situation.
Okay, cool. Well, I think this is a good place to stop for today.
Xeno Attribute is a Primary Attribute spinoff. It has been brought to you by the people you just heard. Visit us at primaryattribute.com or find us on Twitter, Facebook, and Tumblr. We're in those places. Mothership is by Tuesday Night Games. Logo by Adam. Editing by Wit. Thank you for listening. We'll see you again next time.
With special guest star Radar the Cat as Campbell the Cat. Theme music is Igni by Scott Buckley, released under a Creative Commons 4.0 license. Check out his work at scottbuckley.com.au. We'll see you next time on Xeno Attribute.
Very fun. Hi, this is Moss. I use they, them pronouns.
Jesus Christ. Sorry, I have to restart.
Yeah. Take two.
Yeah,
forgot you.
Get another run at it.
Had a brief moment where I was like, oh, I've done this multiple times. What?
I freeze every time.